radio broadcast with host Pastor Reverend Van Jones. Now let's go into a service already in progress.
Come on, clap your hands.
About the word of the Lord, Matthew, the 13th chapter, verse 30, but you can read from verse 24, already 30, but we're going to read one verse, Matthew, the 13th chapter, verse 30, amen, it should be on our screen, yes, Lord, amen, stand those who are able to stand, amen, let's read together, let's read, let both grow together until the harvest, and in time of the harvest, I will say to the weeper, gather together first the tares, and bind them in bundle, and burn them, but gather the wheat into my barn. Amen. Thank you. This is the word of the Lord. Amen. This morning, my brothers and sisters, we're going to talk about time will tell who they are. Time will tell who they are. Amen. You don't have to wonder. Amen. Time will tell who you are. Amen. If you're not right, you're not right. Time will tell. Amen. And the Lord knows. He knows who belongs to him, who's on his side. But don't get too twisted now, because we got some, go read through the word of God. We have some counterfeits. We have some pretenders. that's among us. If you read carefully, my brother and sister, in the word of God, amen, the wheat and the tare. Amen, amen. He said, let them both grow together. Amen. Don't you do nothing. Let me do it. And so many times we might mess it up. We might you know how we do. We like to go ahead of God. We like to go ahead of Jesus. We want to do what we want. So sometimes we can't do what we want. Sometimes we got to let the Lord handle them. And I'm so glad that I don't have to fight all my battles. I let the Lord fight my battle. Amen. His arm is bigger than mine. Amen. He can punch a long ways. Amen. And he never get tired. You and I get tired, but the Lord will never get tired. So we got to learn, my brothers and sisters, in this Christian journey, amen, it's not about us, it's all about the Lord. It's all about Jesus. Amen. Don't get that twisted, you know, think it's all about you. It's not about you, it's all about the Lord. And can I give you this for free? I'm going to give you that for free. Jesus don't need none of us. You ought to be happy just to be on the program. What is the program? Just to be in his number. Amen. Just to be claimed that I'm a child of the King of God. Amen. I'm just so happy, y'all. Amen. So we now understand that in this, you can read from verse 24. Amen. While you're sitting there, Satan cannot uproot the plants. True Christian. He can't root the true Christian. So he plant counterfeit Christian in their midst. Amen. Don't get upset. Don't get upset, because you never know who's sitting on the side of you. Amen. You never know. He plant counterfeit. And I'm not calling you a counterfeit, but if you are, you are what it is. Amen. He plant counterfeit in their midst. In this parable, look at it. Jesus, the good seed is not the word of God. It represents the people converted through trusting the word. Huh? The field is not the human heart. Amen. The field is the world. Jesus is sowing true believers. You hear what I'm saying? In various places. Huh? Various places. That they might bear fruit, according to John 12, 23, 26. But wherever Jesus saw a true Christian, Satan comes and sow a counterfeit. We must be aware of Satan counterfeit. He has counterfeit Christian. According to 2 Corinthians 11 and 20, 26, who believe a counterfeit gospel. Galatians 1, 6 and 9. He also encouraged a counterfeit righteousness. Romans 10, 1 to 3. He even has a counterfeit church. Revelation 2 and 9. That rascal got it all gone. He want people to believe that he's in charge. Amen. And at the end of the age, he will produce a counterfeit Christ. 2 Thessalonians 2, 1 and 2. He's already producing a counterfeit Jesus. And some people who don't know Jesus is following certain cult. You got to be careful who you hook up with. Be careful who you tie yourself up with. Amen. Because everybody who bring a Bible, that don't mean they hooked up to Jesus. Everybody who have a cross on them, that don't mean they hooked up to Jesus. Let me go a little bit deeper. Everybody who have a collar, that don't mean they're on Jesus' side. Amen. We must stay awake and make sure that Satan's ministry do not get into the true fellowship and damage the church. It is when God's people go to sleep. We sleep too much instead of being awake. That was the words say. The words say is when, while men slept, verse 25, his enemy came and so tired. While men slept, we sleep too much. We ought to be about our Father's business. Amen. We ought to be about our Father's business and get out of everybody else's business. We sleep too much. And when we sleep, he said that his enemy came and sowed tare among the wheat. And when he saw that, he went his way. Amen? He went his way. So we got to be careful. It is when God's people go to sleep. Now, Satan, it's when Satan go to work. Our task is not to pull up the false, but to plant the truth. Amen? We are not detected. We are evangelists. We must oppose Satan and expose his lies. We must stand on the word of God. But we must also sow the word of God and bear fruit in the place where he has planted us. Wherever God plants you, you ought to sow the truth. You ought to tell it everywhere you go. Amen. You ought to be mindful. Amen. 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 Jesus is not concerned you telling folks, amen, what degree you have, how much doctrine degree you have. So many people got too many degrees. They got more degrees than a thermostat. He's not concerned about all that. He's concerned about the pure in heart. Ain't nothing wrong with getting degrees, but don't let it get to your head. You got degrees and don't have Jesus, you ain't got nothing. You got to have the true and living Jesus Christ in you. Let folks see the good work that's in you. Let your light so shine. Y'all going to pray with me? And we got to understand, my brothers and sisters, amen, time will tell who they are. We must expose their lies. Huh? We must, let me tell you this. Be what we are to be in God's word. We are to bear fruit everywhere we go. Jesus said, not everyone who said to me, Lord, Lord, will enter into the kingdom of heaven. But he that does the will of my Father who is in heaven. there was good seed planted, but also bad seed is in the book. There was good seed planted, but also bad seed. Look what he said in verse 26. But when the blade was sprung up, when it popped up and brought forth fruit, then appeared the tear also. When the church is growing good and the church is on the high level, Satan gonna pop up. He don't like that. He gonna sow some counterfeit. He gonna sow some so-called. And he don't like that because Satan want to get the credit. He didn't want Jesus Christ to have the credit. But God gonna get the credit one way or another. Either in the beginning or the end. Some good seed that were planted, but also some bad seed sprung up and brought forth fruit. Then appeared the tear. The tear appeared also. Jesus said, they asked him, what happened? Jesus said, an enemy had done this. Matter of fact, Jesus trying to tell him, you didn't see the enemy, but I know it's the enemy. Otherwise, you ought to know the enemy. You ought to spot the enemy a long ways. Don't get caught off guard. Because everybody say, praise the Lord, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Don't get caught in that. Don't be hollering. Oh, they got the Holy Ghost. They got the Holy Devil. Some of them do, but not all of them go. Because there's some copycats. You know what copycats. Some of us have done it for a long time. Pretend to be something that we wasn't. Until the Lord got a hold of us. Now we ain't playing now. We real now. Amen. And he says, soon as it sprung up, here come the tear. Jesus said, an enemy had done this. The servant asked, do you want me to pull them up? He said, no. The servant is ready. No. Do you want me to get rid of them? Do you want me to put them out? Do you want me to put them out? He said, no. Do you want me to drag them out? No. Leave them alone. Don't worry. Let them stay there. Let them shine. But they can't outshine you. Jesus said, let them alone. An enemy had done this. Servant said, do you want me to go and gather them up? He said, but verse 29, he said, nay, least while ye gather up the tare, ye root up also the wheat with them. The wheat is tied up together. I never forget when daddy was farming, sweet potatoes. And anybody know anything about cuckaboo? Do I have any old country people come out the field? Come on, don't y'all act too proud. Come on, don't act too proud. But I don't want me and my brother cuckaboo. And daddy potato looked so good, and that cuckaboo was there. And daddy told us, I said, daddy, come. He said, boy, don't pull that. You're going to mess my crop up. And daddy wasn't looking. I was always doing something. I had no business. And the daddy was, he turned it back, and I was looking. I said, that cuckaboo just messing up the potatoes. And I went there and boy, and I grabbed and I pulled that cuckaboo, and here come the potato vine and everything. And I threw it down. Here come daddy. Daddy say, boy, and I told you don't pull that cuckaboo. You're going to mess up my potato. The night potato came out with the cuckaboo. And daddy passed me a lick. You don't listen when I tell you to listen. I told you to leave it there. Wait until I bush hog it down. Let it grow together. And that's how some of us are. You know, we see something we want. We're ready to pull it out. We're ready to get rid of them. We're ready to stop them. We think that, they don't belong there. But that's okay. Sometimes you got to let them stay there. Because can I tell you, they make the congregation, but they are not the congregation. Because God going to use them to get his glory one way or another. Sometimes God used some hard-headed people to get his glory. One word, y'all ain't going to talk back to me, huh? Sometimes God let them shatter on the side of you because one day they might get it right. And if they don't get it right, God say, I'm going to separate them. He said, leave them alone. Some of y'all want to run everybody out of the church. I ain't going to have nobody to preach to. I want some deadhead to preach to sometime. I want some devil to preach to. I don't want just some of y'all. I want somebody who don't know Jesus, where I can tell them about thus said the Lord, that the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. Leave them there. Don't pull them up. Let the word get in them. They may not shout like they might outshout you. That's all right. Let them alone. One of the good days, they're going to tell. Time going to tell who they are. Huh? He said, don't uproot them. Leave them alone. Look, if you uproot the tare, you will uproot the wheat with them. Jesus called us to be patient. That's our problem. We're not patient. Huh? Called us to be patient and have faith. Patient with those who fail to meet the standard and the faith that God will deal with them in his own time. God will deal with them at his right time. At the right time, God will deal with them. Huh? You just leave them alone. And quit telling me, Pastor, what you going to do with them. Don't worry about what I'm going to do with them. You just do your job and let the Holy Ghost take care of the rest. Pastor, they tearing up the church. They're not going to tear the church off because Jesus ain't going to let them tear the church off because the church belongs to Jesus Christ. Pastor, they cause a mess. Let them alone. Jesus got a word for that. You just do what you're going to do. You just be you. Sometimes you got to let them alone. I'll take care of them. You remember me growing up, you know, mom and daddy might have had a hard to hit child, and daddy and mama would say, just let them alone. I'll take care of them. Children used to pass out on the floor. Mom said, that's right, just let them alone. I'll take care of them. I bet when I get through with him, you know, he ain't gonna clown no more. She ain't gonna clown no more. Just let them alone. Let them alone. Let them alone. And that's how Jesus is about. He knows who's his and he knows who's not his. Huh? He say, at the right time, his time, not our time. Because he did say, your ways are not my ways, your thought is not mine, hiding in the heaven. Otherwise, you don't know what Jesus is going to do. You just got to quit trying to take Jesus' place and stay in your place and let the Lord handle what's his. He said, leave him alone, because the servant was ready to pull it out. Let God deal with them. That is right. Jesus called us to withhold action. Don't be so quick to take action. Every time somebody rolls their eyes at you, every time somebody say a mean word, just say, bless you, baby. Just say, I love you too. He said, nothing you can do about it. You see, some people, and let me tell you, God is working on a whole lot of us. Some of you think you know you. Some of you think you're dad. You're not dad yet. Some of you think you're dad. All they take that right person to come hit that right button at the right time when you're going through something. Huh? Don't be so hold in here. At the right time when you're going through something. And I guarantee you tell them a little bit off your mind. You tell them what's on your mind and what's somebody else's mind. And then they look at you, and I thought you was a Christian. then you got your head down. If you just learn to be still. The Bible says, amen, God told him, say, be still and let me be God. I'll fight your battle. Amen. We'll hold action. You ain't got to retaliate every time somebody say something. Every time somebody do you something, you do not do you. Do you remember the word say, "Vengeance is mine; I will repay." What you trying to pay him back for? Amen. He say. Least we, if we take action, least we create more problem than we solve. Sometimes you can cause more problem than it was if you just left it alone. Matter of fact, some of you tear up the church. is not to tear some of you. Tear the church up. Because you don't know how to leave it alone. You don't know how to shut your mouth and be still. Because you know, some of us got to have the last word. Some of you talking about, I'm not my mama's child. I'm not my daddy's child. If I don't have, you don't have to be have the last word. Just sometimes shut up and let God take care of that. Talking about, I'm too old now. No, don't be an old fool. Be good. And let God fight your battle. We can create more problems than it solves. At least we destroy, watch, the good with the bad. You can destroy the good with the bad. Because sometimes you can say something to the bad and destroy the good. Because you got some good tied in with the bad. Because you got some families. All families is not bad. You got some good in that family. You might have a nuthead in that family. That don't mean all of them like that. So sometimes you got to be careful because you might uproot the whole thing. Sometimes you got to let them alone. Huh? You might uproot. Huh? At least we uproot the wheat with the tag. Now, this does not mean we are not supposed to discipline in the church. Woo! I gave you that for free. That don't mean we're not supposed to discipline people in the church. That don't mean we're supposed to let you have your way. That don't mean we let you just act the fool and talk to me or talk to somebody any kind of way. We got to discipline you in the right way, in the right decent and order, huh? That's the way to do this. Don't come talk to me crazy. I'm going to talk to you, but not crazy. I'm going to talk to you with the word of God. Amen? That's the way to do it. We can't let people run over us because you're a Christian, huh? Don't take my meekness for weakness. I gave you that for free. Because let me tell you something. If you jam a cat in the corner, he's coming out. Y'all catch that when we going home. Don't take my meekness for weakness now. Because I am a child of God. Amen. Because I'm looking at some of you are some Peters in here. Ready to cut an ear off. That don't mean we can't discipline in the church. We got to have some discipline in the church. Amen. We got to tell folks, you know, it's not about you all the time. Don't dish it out if you can't take it. Don't criticize somebody you can't being criticized back. Don't holler at nobody if you don't want nobody to holler back at you. That go two ways. We save, huh? But we're not crazy. Amen? We said that discipline in the church. Amen? What we need is to plant more good seed than the enemy do. We need to plant more good seed than the enemy do. Plant the word of God. When you plant the word of God, you can't go wrong. Hear what I'm saying? When you plant the word of God, you can't go wrong. Jesus, he said, do you want me to put him up? Jesus said, no, leave him there. Because I'm going to show you something if you leave him there. Because you see, we don't think like Jesus. We should have the mind of Jesus. But when you're caught on minded, you're not going to think like Jesus. You're going to fall into the flesh. Huh? So he's telling us to plant the word of God. Look, when the enemy plant jealousy, don't pull it up. Don't pull it up. Because it's wrapped around a good seed. But what we need to do is plant some peas. in there peace of mind. According to Luke 22 and 26. Peace of heart. 1 Corinthians 1 and 3. And peace of soul. Galatians 1 and 3. You got to replace that. And when he plant envy, don't put it up. Envy come from Ecclesiastes 9 and 6. Don't pull it up. Let it stay because they wrapped around something. But what we need to do, plant some lettuce. What you mean, Pastor? Let us be faithful. According to Matthew 10, 32, 23. Plant some lettuce. Let us be faithful. Let us be kind. Romans 12, 10, 15. Let us be patient. Psalm 40 and 1. And let us love one another. 1 John 3, 1 and 3. Don't put it up. Plant something right there. Amen. Plant it right there. Well, somebody say, well, Brother Pastor, what about the squash? You think we should pull it up? Can we pull it up? No. Don't put it up. We need it. Don't. No. What we do? Don't put it up. Leave it there. What we need to do is squash gossip. Psalm 15 and 3. Squash all that gossip. Because you put it up, you're going to mess up a good crop. Squash, indifferent. Matthew 6, 24. Squash grumbling. Quit grumbling so much. John 6, 43. That's some good medicine I'm giving y'all. Squash selfishness. Romans 8, 5 to 8. Squash it. Don't pull it up. Because it got some good stuff wrapped around there. Don't pull it up. Well, if you pull them up, you will pull up some good people. Some good people in there. Who is them? Those who turn up. There's some turn up. Don't pull them up. What do they do? They turn up for church on Sunday morning. According to Exodus 35, 29. Don't pull them up. Leave them alone because you're going to pull up some good people who turn up to church on Sunday morning. Leave alone those who turn up for Sunday school. Hebrews 4 and 12. Don't pull it up. Leave them there. That's some turn up people, huh? Those who turn up for Bible study, you're going to mess them up. Leave them there. Those who turn up for meeting, leave them there. Bible study, 2 Timothy 3 and 15. Those who turn up for meeting, Exodus 25 and 2. Leave them alone. Don't pull them up. Time will tell. Because you put them up, you're going to mess up some good people. Because the Lord allowed me to try to grow the church, not break the church. I'm trying to grow and you're trying to run them out. And he say, leave them there. And Watson, don't pull them up because you will pull up love. Love your enemy. Matthew 5, 44. Love, forgive. Luke 23, 34. That what love did on the cross. Forgave. And most of all, love got up. Matthew 28 and 6. Love got up. So you can't put all that. If you put it up, you're going to pull up some love. Because some people do love people. Some people do have love in their heart. Huh? So you say, let them alone. Verse 30 say, let both grow together. That don't make sense, huh? But you're not God. You're not Jesus. Huh? Now, if you'd have put them all up, I wouldn't have nobody in the church. just me.